smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Then the Prime Minister's right-hand man says he takes full responsibility for recommending Lord Mandelson be hired and has quit. Morgan McSweeney says he didn't oversee vetting for the US ambassador job, though. It's alleged the peer passed sensitive information to paedophile businessman Jeffrey Epstein in 2009. One critic, MP John McDonnell, argues advisers advise, ministers decide. Speaking before the aide resigned, senior Tory Alex Burghardt argued Sir Keir Starmer's position's untenable.
The senior diplomatic post that we have to offer is the ambassador's position in Washington. The Prime Minister knowingly put someone in who was compromised. That is wrong. And the Prime Minister must ultimately take responsibility for this. And at the moment, he's refusing to do so.
The PM has thanked his outgoing chief of staff, saying Mr. McSweeney played a central role in Labour's election campaign. A 19-year-old has been found dead in student accommodation in Preston. The University of Lancashire says the community's shocked. A 34-year-old has been arrested. Almost 100 flood warnings are in place in England. Heavy rains expected tomorrow in the southwest and South Wales. A campaign says books say which reflect modern Britain are key to getting more children reading. The Lit in Colour movement argues GCSE curriculums are out of step. Sport and legendary American skier Lindsey Vonn has had surgery on a leg fracture after her bid to win downhill gold at the Winter Olympics with a ruptured knee ligament ended in a crash. Manchester City kept their Premier League title chances alive with a 2-1 comeback victory at Liverpool. Arne Slot says his players showed the progress they've made in recent months.
The whole team is now able, at the highest level against a team that's probably one of the best teams in England, in ball possession, to do so well off the ball is a big improvement. And fantastic second half. Was expecting more than being 1-0 up, but we weren't, and then 2 goals conceded.
Rangers hammered Queen's Park 8-0 to reach the quarterfinals of the Scottish Cup. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
Classic blues tracks for your Sunday evening.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Sunday Rocks as much as I did. Some great tracks there, Clive. I try and keep up the momentum for the next hour with the best of the blues. Yes, it's me, Graham Andrews, with my Breakaway Blues Show right here on your local station, Red Kite Radio. And getting us underway, one from American jazz singer Miss Anita O'Day. Born Anita Bell Cotton in 1919, she enjoyed considerable success in her early years with appearances with big bands. Her break came when she was hired to work at the popular Offbeat Club in Chicago, where she appeared with Gene Krupa. Anita worked with a number of big bands in the 30s, 40s and 50s and recorded right up until 2006. The song is the title track of her album recorded in 1961, Waiter, Make Mine Blues.
The time is the same, our old rendezvous. The table is set, dear, it lacks only you. Oh, what am I having? Waiter, just make mine blues. I can't realize our romance is through. Whatever I think of reminds me of you. Oh, didn't I order? Waiter, please make mine blues. Got the blues so bad I could cry. Got the blues so bad I could die. What's the use? All I see is you sweet. I can't think, I can't eat, I can't think, I can't sleep. So let's have a song, and let's have it loud. The louder the better, to drown out the crowd. Oh, here is my order. Waiter, please make my blues. Got the blues so bad I could cry. Got the blues so bad I could die. What's the use? All I seek is you, sweet. I can't drink, I can't eat, I can't think, I can't sleep. So let's have a song. Let's have it loud. The louder the better to drown out the crowd. Oh, here is my order. Waiter, just make mine blue. Let's have a song. Let's make it loud. The louder the better to drown.
Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
Yeah.
Rule the World, a song I found on a compilation CD playing the blues, which was issued in 1994. It contains some great music by many well-known blues players from both sides of the Atlantic, and the tracks by American guitarist and singer Duke Robillard, whom I don't know much about other than he was once a member of Kim Wilson's Fabulous Thunderbirds, whom you've also heard on the show before, and it's just one of many fine tracks to be found on the album. Well, singer-songwriter Joss Stone grew up listening to early 60s blues and soul, and when in her early teens she won the BBC TV talent show Star for a Night, singing Aretha Franklin's hit You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. So at the age of 17, in 2003, Joss rose to fame with her multi-platinum album Soul Sessions, a compilation of blues and soul covers, and it's from this collection I'm going to play you the song Dirty Man.
You're a dirty, dirty man. And you got a dirty mind. You're a dirty, dirty man. You and that other woman, you're two of a kind. But you forgot one thing, baby, when you were doing me wrong. Oh, that I'm a good housekeeper. I'm gonna take my broom and sweep all of the dirt, yes sir, out in the street. You're a dirty, ooh, you're a dirty man. Dirty ways. You're a dirty, dirty man. And you've been hiding your little dirt all over this here place. I know you have. Oh, here's my chance, baby, to throw some mud in your face. 'Cause I'm a good housekeeper. I'm gonna take my out in the street.
Classic blues tracks for your Sunday evening.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
You love me, liar. I believe the words you said, liar.
I thought I'd be a bit cheeky, take a bit of a liberty and slip that one in. Liar from none other than my own band, a Breakaway Blues Band. It's one of our originals that we recorded at a rehearsal a few years ago in a small studio belonging to a longtime friend of mine. We do try to write as much of our own stuff as we can, although we're certainly not too proud to try and put our own arrangement to some real blues classics. Okay, a quick break coming up, but we'll be right back with one from three-time American Grammy Award-winning Delta Blues man Keb Moe. The track's from his self-titled album Keb Moe, released in 1994, which features two Robert Johnson covers. A big fan of B.B. King, he was also a great fan of Johnson, who had a big influence on his music. Keb now lives and records in Nashville, but he does get to the UK every once in a while. So stay right where you are for Keb with Come On In My Kitchen.
Red Kite Radio.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
Here they come again, catch us if you can. The Mid-Morning Show on Red Kite Radio keeps you company from 10 till 1 each weekday with stacks of classic hits and loads of what's on information for your area. We've even got a daily 3-in-a-row challenge to test you on your knowledge of popular music. So, catch us if you can. We're online, we're on smart speakers and on 107.2 FM in Tame, Haddam and the Villages. Red Kite Radio, the magic ingredient for your weekday mornings.
For Tame, Haddenham and Long Crendon.
Red Kite Radio.
Radio.
Real local radio.
We went to a party, but all we did was rock. Oh, what a party! you're nosy. She likes to boogie real low. She likes to boogie real low. She likes to boogie real low.
She likes to boogie real low. From a man named Johnny Dawson Winter, better known as Johnny Winter. American singer, songwriter and producer Johnny was best known for his high-energy blues rock albums and live performances of the late 60s and 70s. Indeed, he produced three Grammy Award-winning albums for the legendary Muddy Waters. I remember buying his first album on vinyl after a friend of mine played it to me on his 8-track machine, and I know that you can all remember 8-track. Okay, let's wander off the trodden path for the next few minutes with a track from acoustic trio that originates from Vancouver Island in Canada. Canadian roots trio Sweet Lowdown play a really varied mix of Celtic rock, contemporary pop and Appalachian fiddle music, but every now and again they do move towards more blues-based material. They toured Canada, the US and the UK, which is where I first saw them live about 13 years ago. So let's listen to Sweet Lowdown with Red Shift Blues.
How you gonna lose a red shirt? best of the blues.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Yeah.
Hi, you've just been listening to Heavy on My Mind by a superb guitar player who was born in the Isle of Man, of all places, Mr. Davy Knowles. If you listen to the show regularly, you will have come across Davy before. He's been on the blues scene for quite a while, but now lives in the US. Indeed, some blues experts have cited him as a possible contender to the Clapton crown. The track, Heavy on My Mind, was taken from his 2007 album Roll Away, typical of much of Davy's rock and blues style. Okay, time now for another quick break, but back shortly with a song that I picked up on a 1993 blues compilation album, and it's by a lady called Sane. There's very little I can tell you about her apart from her name, Sane Salomonson, and she's been performing since 1973, primarily as a rock singer with her band Sneakers. Apparently they charted pretty regularly from 1979 to 1985 in her native Denmark. Anyway, here she is in a couple of minutes with a soulful number entitled Back to My Baby.
Red Kite Radio. Red Kite Radio.
Planning a new kitchen, it's exciting, but let's be honest, it can also feel daunting. Ripping out the old kitchen, deciding on a new one, then there's the fitting, the plastering, electrics, tiling, painting, flooring. It's overwhelming. But not with Ridgeway Interiors. We take care of it all, from design to installation and even the building work. We handle every step so you don't have to. With Ridgeway Interiors, you'll have a stunning new kitchen without the stress. All that's left for you to do? Enjoy it. Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this. Or one that feels like this. The difference is just a few little changes. Like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more. National Highways.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
gonna last forever. It's gonna last forever and ever.
Red Kite Radio.
My school.
virtuoso Larry Adler there, together with John Bon Jovi on vocals, with a classic cover of How Long Has This Been Going On, taken from his 1984 album of Gershwin songs, The Glory of Gershwin. Shortly after his 80th birthday, he put together the album that featured several internationally famous musicians providing vocals to Larry's superb harmonica playing, including John. And it was Larry who first inspired me to pick up a harmonica many years ago in my teens. Well, just time left for a couple more, and the first from American blues guitarist, singer-songwriter Otis Rush. Otis had a very distinctive guitar style, very similar to the playing of Buddy Guy. He moved to Chicago in 1949 and made a name for himself playing in the blues clubs on the south and west side of the city. His first single for Cobra Records was Willie Dixon's I Can't Quit You Baby, released in 1956. And the song I'm going to play is actually a track that was first released back in 1965, You Know My Love.
No time has passed, and months has gone, but this love and my heart, oh yeah, has lingered on. But when I get worried, I sneak away and cry. You know my love.
Radio.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Everyone's pal. She wore her heart on her sleeve. But
if you are a regular listener to the show, you certainly will have recognised the unique voice there of Maggie Bell with Suicide Cell. Scottish-born Maggie began singing as a teenager, and she left school at 15 to follow her musical career. She was introduced to Leslie Harvey by his older brother Alex, and she joined Leslie's band as one of the vocalists. The band split shortly after, but was reformed as the Power of Music, and was then renamed Stone the Crows. And I believe that Maggie's still out there playing live. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the music. We do our best to include something for everyone. Next Sunday at 10, I'll be back with more from my collection, right here on your local station, 107.2 Red Kite Radio. Until then, this is Graham Andrews wishing you all the best for the week ahead, and a gentle reminder to keep the faith and feel the blues. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
On your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.